The hospital formerly known as Brokaw and Broman and Advocate Broman, it's now Carl Broman.
This is about us moving ahead and being able to provide an even higher level of care for everybody in Central Illinois.
That's Dr. James Leonard with Carl Health. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, July 2nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a new name for one of Bloomington Normal's largest employers. Advocate Broman officially became Carl Broman Medical Center yesterday. The Urbana-based Carl Health System completed its acquisition of the Normal Hospital and another one in Eureka. The move impacts 1,900 employees. Carl officials touted a smooth transition that would not disrupt patient care, with few exceptions. The $190 million acquisition happened as both Carl and Advocate navigated the pandemic.
It's been like drinking out of a fire hose.
That's Dr. James Leonard, Carl's president and chief executive officer.
And it's really better together. This is not about a Carl grab or send everybody to Champaign. This is about us moving ahead and being able to provide an even higher level of care for everybody in Central Illinois.
Broman is no stranger to name or ownership changes. The former Brokaw Hospital became Broman Regional Medical Center in 1991 after a major expansion. The Broman system merged with Advocate in 2010, and then Advocate and Aurora Healthcare merged in 2018. Colleen Canaday, who remains president of Carl Broman and Carl Eureka Hospital, says change is constant in healthcare.
And the enthusiasm by our team members and our physicians to become a part of Carl Health is incredibly strong, and the enthusiasm is very high. So I would not say there's fatigue. I would say there's great excitement.
Canaday says almost all of Broman's doctors have stuck with Carl. One doctor retired, and a few others moved out of the area to be closer to family. She says Carl is contracted with all the major insurance plans, and all of them moved over and will be part of their network with very few minor exceptions.
The same patients that were able to access us yesterday will largely be able to access us today.
Carl also operates a for-profit health insurance company called Health Alliance. It's available to some state employees and has long been available to those at Broman and Eureka. Here's some other stories we're following the WGLT newsroom. There was one new case of the coronavirus reported yesterday in McLean County. It was a person in their 20s, and that's the age group with the most cases to date in McLean County, almost a quarter of them. One person is now hospitalized and nine are isolating at home. ISU's Academic Senate Chair Susan Coulter has called an all-faculty meeting for July 16th via Zoom to discuss what she calls serious matters related to ISU's reopening. Over 250 employees, students, and community members have signed a letter raising concerns about the reopening plan. And police in the McLean County Coroner are urging drivers to stay sober and drive the speed limit this holiday weekend. They point to an unusually high number of fatal crashes recently, five in the last few weeks alone. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. Normal native Chadman James says the racism he felt growing up in Bloomington Normal was subtle. The 30-year-old budding hip-hop star and all-around creative, known as Grill Billions, talks with John Norton for our series, Living Black in Bloomington Normal. James's youth included the ISU lab schools. He says that seemed idyllic, but he says listening to music with friends at that time brought racism to the forefront.
It's like, okay, well, you're listening to rap music, and of course they use the N-word. Now you're getting friends who are, well, they say it in the song, so why is it a big deal that I... Well, because, like, that's not a word you use. I understand, but, like, just because you see a movie and people kill doesn't mean you go kill. So it's kind of a similar way. It's like, okay, this word, you know, especially that word, it's like, you know, we've taken that back as a culture. So, yeah, of course we're going to use it in some way. So I was getting a lot of that, you know, of people being testy and wanting to say it. And you get the, it's like, no, we're not going down that road. So again, checking people's privilege. High school was good. I didn't have too many issues in high school. Again, subtle backhanded comments, what have you. But again, it was like my mom and, you know, cousins, uncles, aunts who were kind of informing me, like, again, these things are going to happen and be aware of them. So then you get to college, kind of similar stuff. In terms of like encountering police, my encounters with law enforcement, sure, I've been profiled, you know, I've been followed, I've been looked at. But in terms of like, you know, getting chokeholds and things like that, that was never necessarily the case. But you still feel, again, that subtle, you don't like me. I know you don't, you know, I can feel it. It's the way you're talking to me. You just feel it. It's always just a feeling that you get. It's uncomfortable. But I think as Black people in America, you like, or anywhere who experience racism, to be honest, you just learn how to stomach it, you know?
I want to explore that.
Yeah.
You say you just have to stomach it. What does that do to a person?
You go through a lot of mental gymnastics of like trying to figure things out, how to react to things. Do you snap or do you just let things go? Do you educate people, you know, about these things or, you know, right then and there, or do you pull them off to the side? Like, you're having to try to navigate all of that in like a split second. And it's hard, because then when you snap and you're aggressive about it, it's, oh, they're acting just like I would think a Black person would act. But then if you don't do that, you're being weak and you're not, you know, standing up for your culture and for your people. So it's just like this weird catch 22. Do I just eat that? And if it comes up again, I address it. Or do I just keep addressing it every time it happens? And even when you do, it still keeps happening.
You answered that in a way I didn't anticipate. It was an intellectual decision that you have to make. And I was thinking more of, what is it to do physically, emotionally, and how that wears on you? As you say, you have to stomach it. That has to have internal ramifications.
So I just told my mom the other day, like, scrolling through Twitter and being on Facebook and watching these public lynchings of Black men by police had literally gotten me to the point where I was like crying on the brink of tears. You are paralyzed. You don't want to move. You don't want to go to work. You don't want to do anything some days because you're just like, wow, the law doesn't care for me and it's specifically designed for me to not succeed. The nation doesn't care about me, again, because it's designed to not. It's designed to keep me down. The world doesn't care about me. People in Germany are protesting about this. People in the UK, not just America. People are in Mexico doing this. Oh, so this is worldwide. Oh, so the world just doesn't care about me at all. So what's the point? You get to that. You speak to about 95% of Black people and they would say, yeah, I've thought about suicide. I've thought about just calling it quits. But then the flip side of that coin is like, that's what the system wants. And yeah, you think about that and it is that deep and it does feel that bad. Again, you have to muster up some kind of strength to be like, my ancestors didn't die for me to kill myself or just end it all here. You just got to play the game and you just stomach it and you keep moving and you keep going, wow, I'm still here.
That's Chadman James, a.k.a. Grill Billions, speaking with John Norton. You can read and hear the entire conversation and all the stories in this series at WGLT.org/livingblack. Before we let you go, a heads up, there is no new episode of The Lead Off tomorrow because of the 4th of July holiday weekend. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.